My brothers and sisters, today's readings remind us of Christ's true humility. Our Lord Jesus Christ has been called many things, have been labeled at many different style of leadership. Some called him a revolutionary, some duped him as an earthly or a political messiah who saved the people from an oppressor, or the rich people, or whatever seemed to be the scapegoat. But as soon as we identify Christ according to human terms, according to our models of what we want him to be, we, in short, miss out the full picture of who he is. He is never fully a political, a social, or a humanistic leader. He is the Son of God and Son of Man. And Christ came not to change the world according to our human terms, but he came to save us and help us to understand and know who we are as children of God, our Heavenly Father, and to become his disciples, and to be transformed through the power and working of the Holy Spirit to be instruments of peace. That's why, my brothers and sisters, as soon as St. Peter professed who Christ is, he went back to what he think Christ is as a human person. And what did he say? Get behind me, Satan. You are not thinking as God does, but at human beings do. This is what we have to remember. Do we think as God does, or as human beings do? Do we think of eternal salvation, eternal good? Or do we think in terms of what is this in it for me? What is this in it for my politics? Or what is in it for my personal or social agenda? My brothers and sisters, Jesus said very clearly, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, and that's of the gospel, will save it. He didn't say, whoever wishes to come after me must deny other people's self. He didn't say that we're here to exist, to tell other people how holy we are, and ask other people to change according to our expectation, demands, or standards. No, he said we must deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. Again, deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. For whoever wished to save or to hold on to our own demands, standards, or expectation will lose it. But whoever choose to die to ourselves, especially for the truth of the gospel, the truth that even though we were sinners, Christ had loved us and gave his life for us, that expiation for our sins that St. Paul had taught us, will save it. Which leads me toward the second reading today, where St. James tells us that don't tell other people how faithful we are at Catholics, or how faithful this and that. If it's not being living by works, then our faith is dead, because it's simply words or a set of doctrines or whatever we have created to justify ourselves. Faith have to go hand in hand with works. Which leads me toward the next point, humility. Humility is so important, my brothers and sisters, and Christ is a humble person, because he did not have to pretend, because he did not have to justify himself, because he knew who he was. He gave his back to those who beat him, according to the prophecy given by the prophet Isaiah, because he knew who he was. Do we know who we are, my brothers and sisters? Are we willing to allow other people to hurt us and turn our cheeks? No, it's so hard. Because humility is not easy. Because it's so easy to talk about faith until it hurts, until it humbles us, until it requires us to die to ourselves. My brothers and sisters, whoever you're listening right now, whoever you think is speaking the words of God to you right now, whoever you think is so holy this and that, or so self-righteous this and that, or so traditional, or so progressive, or this and that, if they're not humble, don't listen to them. No matter how great of preachers they might be, however eloquent their words they might be, however appealing their message might be, don't listen to ones who are not humble. That's why in the church, especially spiritual masters, have always come back to this term or the phrase that really define our understanding of discipleship. You have heard it before, and I will tell you now. Humilitas veritas est. Humility is the truth. Without humility, even the word of God, even whatever we're doing now, even the teachings of the church can be manipulated for our own self-gain, for our own glory, for our own justification, for our own humanistic, political, or social agendas, or standards. But unless we're willing to die to ourselves so that the cross become an act of humility, an act of dying to ourselves, then our faith remain words. Our faith become empty. And we speak, but we do not give life. My brothers and sisters, in a day and age where we need more witnesses of faith, not just teachers, not just so-called keyboard defenders or warriors, we need to have witnesses and disciples who dare to die to themselves and take up their cross in order to follow Christ Jesus, so that their faith is not just faith that are professed on the list, but faith that truly and living with words and deeds. St. James has said clearly today, demonstrate your faith to me without works, and I will demonstrate my faith to you from my works. The saints did not have to justify themselves. The saints do not have to prove how Catholics they are. They simply live who they're called to be because they're passionately, personally, and intimately in love with Christ. They were willing to die to themselves, not expecting other people to follow them. They died to themselves, so that Christ lived in them and through them. They were serving the poor. They were preaching the gospel because they love Christ. Because this is how they respond to Christ. Because they love Him. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, are we thinking as human beings do? Or are we thinking as God does? Are we willing to pray for those who are different than us? Those who are full of themselves, or those who are so worried about how they present themselves to be? Are we praying for them and helping to assist them that one day perhaps they will change their lives, and that God bring them to come to know Him, to love Him, and to have eternal salvation? My brothers and sisters, heed the words of Christ who told you and I today, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, me. Take up his cross, my, and follow Christ Jesus. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. Humilitas veritas est. Be humble, trust in Christ, follow Him, die to ourselves, and we will speak and live the truth with words and deeds, life and actions.